Where the West Plains Zizza boys are taking on the Ozark Tigers here tonight in freshman JV and varsity action. And your pregame show is brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Let's go ahead and tell you what's happened so far tonight. The freshman contest, we ended up going to overtime, and West Plains lost by one, 37-36 in overtime. In the JV contest, it was all Ozark, 67-38. And up next, we've got the varsity action for you. The Ozark High School Tigers coming in at 5-5 on the season. West Plains Zizzers are 6-7 on the season. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes. We'll talk some Zizzer basketball on 100.9 Strain.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, oh, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design insurance plans that protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Company survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Ozark High School as we get ready for some Zizzer boys basketball action. It is the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. Ozark comes in with a record of 5-5. The Zizzers come in at 6-7 after they got that big win over Poplar Bluff last Tuesday night. Ozark, well, they... their record is 0-1 here at home, and the Zizzers' record is 2-0 away. And, well, Ozark, they average 59.9 points a game. The Zizzer boys average 62.3 points per game. Ozark allows 57.3 points per game on the average, and the Zizzers, they give up 63 points per game on the average so far this year. So both teams kind of evenly set, and looks like it's going to be a pretty good ball game, we would think. It's going to be Jack Berryman, Hudson Roberts, Kylan Pickren, Cohen George, and Jackson Dublin. That should be the starters for the Ozark Tigers, who are coached by Coach James Donnelly. And for the West Plains Zizzers, coached by Coach Mason Miller, he'll start the same five as he always does: Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, and Clayton Robbins. That'll be your five starters for the West Plains Zizzers here tonight against the Ozark Tigers. It's homecoming, and so that's why we're a little bit late getting on the air. They've already had their homecoming, and they had a quite large court. They had five senior candidates, and then two candidates for the junior, sophomore, and freshman classes. So a lot of folks to introduce here for the homecoming festivities. So anyway, we're not too far off from the tip-off, so we'll take another break. You're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False.
Yeah, I figured.
That's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
Here's Dr. Nick Souter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto.
service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th.
Sounds good.
KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsler & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Experience matters, and Sean Duggins, broker owner at Westgate Realty in West Plains, has that with close to 30 years in the business. Sean Duggins and the 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. They put clients first. Stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Check them online at westgaterealty.com. Search Westgate Realty on Facebook or call 417-257-2733. Go Scissors.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your
loved
one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Ozark High School. It is the Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. West Plains Zizzer boys being introduced now. Ethan Tuma, the senior. Junior Jared Kraft. Junior Jacob Moore. And then up next, the senior Clayton Robbins. And then junior Josiah Long. That'll be the five starters for the Zizzers. Zizzers coached by Coach Mason Miller, assisted by Don Long and Owen Harris. Zizzers come in at 6-7 on the season. And time now to meet the starters for the Ozark Tigers. And it's Jake Berryman, first one out. Hudson Roberts is the next one out. Hudson Roberts, he was honored before, just after the court warming festivity. He scored his 1,000th point the other night of his high school career. Kylan Pickren is next out. Here comes Cohen George. Cohen George, 6'11 senior. And here comes Jackson Dublin. That's the five starters for the Ozark Tigers, who are 5-5 on the season, coached by Coach James Donnelly. All right. So we're getting ready here. Tip this thing off. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic pregame show. Let's do some high school boys basketball action for you. Clayton Roberts. Robbins will be jumping center, and he'll be jumping up against Cohen George, the 6'11 player, and Roberts gets the tip. He quick jumped it long back up top to Tuma. Tuma will set the offense now. Ozark opens up in a 1-3-1 zone defense. Long gives it up to Robbins on the right wing. He'll go down the baseline. Moore back to Robbins. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Ozark. And that'll be Pickren with the basketball. Now up top is Berryman. Berryman into the lane and missed the shot. Robbins gets pushed in the back. Going to be a foul on George, I believe. It is. That'll be the first foul on George. First team foul on Ozark. With Zizzers with the basketball. Tuma will bring it up across the timeline. Gives it to Kraft. Robbins back to Tuma now on the right wing. Kraft up top. Tuma on the right wing again. Down the corner is Long. He'll drive the baseline. Pull-up jumper is good. And the Zizzers are first on the scoreboard, 2-0, just over 1 minute played here in the first quarter. Berryman gives it up to George. That'll be Roberts with the basketball. Back to George. And then it's Pickren runs the baseline for the easy layup. Tied up at 2 now. Kraft with the basketball. Over to Tuma on the left wing. Now they'll go down to Long. Now Tuma will fire a 3 from the wing. It's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer 3-pointer. And Zizzers lead at 5-2. Ozark with the basketball. That's Pickren. Now he'll give it up to Dublin. Dublin on the right side. Trying to drive the baseline. Gets cut off. Dublin's going to go inside. That time to George. Back to Dublin. Now George. They'll give it up to Berryman now. And it's going to be Roberts. He loses the ball off his foot. Picked up, though, by Dublin. Ozark. A lot of motion in their offense. And they'll go back door to Pickren. And he scores again. Pickren's got 4 points in the ball game. It's a 5-4 Zizzer lead. Kraft on the right wing. Back over to Tuma on the left wing. Back to Kraft on the right side. Back to Tuma on the left side. Now Kraft with it up top. Goes to Long down in the corner on the right side. Back up to Kraft on the right wing. It'll be Tuma on the left wing now. Up top to Kraft. Tuma on the left wing. Kraft with the basketball up top. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Zizzers lead it by 1. Clayton Robbins' jumper is no good. And Roberts with the rebound for Ozark. Here comes Berryman with the basketball. Berryman gets in the lane, kicks it back out to Pickren. Pickren on the right side, down the corner to Berryman on the right side. Berryman going to try to drive, gets cut off by Tuma. And losing the basketball is George Robbins with the steal. Gives it up to Moore. Back to Robbins inside, and he scores. Clayton Robbins with his first points of the ball game. The Zizzers lead it 7-4, 4.5 to go, first quarter. Berryman up top for Ozark. Gives it up to Roberts now up top. Now it's going to be George up top. That'll be Dublin up top to Pickering. And on the right wing, it's good. Three-pointer. And George hits the three-pointer for Ozark. We're tied up at 7. Kraft with the basketball. Gives it up to Tuma. Back to Kraft up top. Kraft now down to Long on the right side. Back to Kraft on the right wing. They'll go over to Tuma on the left side. Tuma pulls up on the jumper. No good. Rebound comes down to Berryman. He'll pass it up the floor to Pickering. Pickering scores, and he's going to get fouled. So count the basket off for Pickering. And it's going to be Jared Kraft picking up the foul. That's his first team foul on the Zizzers. Ozark has a 9-7 lead. And going to the free throw line is Pickering to shoot one for Ozark. And it's good. So Pickering's got 7 points here in the ball game, and it's a three-point lead for Ozark. Robbins gets it over to Aiden Judd into the ball game. Jacob Moore gets the breather. Robbins with it. He'll pull up on the jumper. No good. And here comes Ozark up the floor, and Roberts misses the shot. Robbins with the rebound. Zizzers bring it up the floor. They'll get it to Aiden Judd underneath. Missed the shot, but there's a foul committed. Aiden Judd's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul, I believe. And that one is going to go against Haynes into the ball game. And Judd makes the first free throw. Second free throw coming up for the sophomore, Aiden Judd. And it's in and out, no good. Rebound, Ozark. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Ozark with a two-point lead in the basketball. Roberts gives it up to Berryman. Berryman, back door. And there's a two-handed jam by Pickering. Pickering got the back door. And it's now a four-point lead for Ozark. Kraft with the basketball up top for the Zizzers. And it's going to be knocked away. And Long picks it up. He'll go in and score. Josiah Long with 4 points in the ball game for the Zizzers. Now a steal. And the shot was missed by Robin. Underneath, Long's going to score again on the steal. And we're tied up at 12 with 2:24 to go here in the first quarter. Pickering with the basketball. And Tiger fell down. Zizzers steal the basketball. Judd with it on the left wing. And the shot is no good. And it'll be Berryman with the basketball for the Tigers. Berryman on the right wing. Up top, that's Pickering. Pickering and Judd's going to commit the foul. That'll be his first, second team foul on the Zizzers here in the first quarter. Minute 59 to go here in the first quarter. We're all tied up at 12. Jacob Moore going to come into the ball game. And Josiah Long will come out, get a breather. So now in the basketball game is Hayward. Pickering, they go down low. Haynes misses the shot. Put back up and a miss. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Ozark basketball on the baseline. Tigers had about 3 tries at it right there. So here we go. It'll be Roberts to throw it in for the Tigers. Gets it to Pickering. Back to Roberts. He'll put up a jumper from the wing. No good. Judd with the rebound. Kraft will bring it up the floor for the Zizzers. A minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. All tied up at 12. Kraft in the lane, puts a floater up, no good. Rebound comes down to Roberts. Up ahead, here comes Pickering, gives it up. And the basket's good by Hayward. His first point of the ball game. 2-point lead for the Tigers. A minute 19 to go first quarter. Tuma goes in the lane, kicks it out. Judd back to Tuma. Left side they go. Down on the block is Robin. Robin to Judd up top. Now Tuma on the right wing. 1 minute to go here. And Robin's underneath with the easy basket. He's got four. And we're tied up at 14. 54 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It'll be Hayward up top. Gives it up to Roberts. Roberts gives it up to Haynes. Haynes with it on the right wing. Now that's going to be a Harmon in the ball game. And Pickren shot up. No good. Got a foul on the Zizzers. See who they call it on. Jacob Moore picks up the foul. His first, third team foul here in the first quarter. So Tuma almost stole it. Ends up going about four rows up into the stands. It'll be Ozark basketball on the side. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And it will be Hayward to throw it in for the Tigers. Tied up at 14, 35 seconds to go first quarter. They go down on the block, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Haynes. That'll be his second team foul on Ozark here in the quarter. So now Haynes will come out, and coming back in is George, the 6'11 senior. 33 seconds. Zizzers with the basketball. Kraft will bring it up the floor. Gives it to Tuma across the timeline. Back to Kraft. Back to Tuma. Zizzers may be playing for the last shot. They go to Long. Long was all open for a second, but that Tiger defense closed in on him. Tuma with it. Down to 9 seconds now. Kraft with it up top. 5 seconds. Tuma's going to put up the three from the wing. It's no good. And ball on the floor. That's the end of the first quarter. We're tied up 14-14. We're coming back in 16, or should say 60 seconds. You're listening to the basketball. 100.9 the train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of gear. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
For Dr. Russ Rawls, it's all about community and our active community members.
In Mountain Home, we're proud to be part of a medical community which nurtures a philosophy of commitment to things that matter, exceptional care for patients, and love for this beautiful area. Dr. Jason McConnell, Dr. Nick Souter, and I pledge to take the very best care of you at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine so you can enjoy an active life in the Ozarks.
Visit Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Souter at No. 3 Medical Plaza.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Ozark High School. It'll be Tigers basketball as we start the second quarter, and there's no time on the clock. They haven't fixed the clock. There's no time on the clock. Shot blocked by Robin. Zizzers with the basketball. There's still no, finally the official notices there's no time on the clock. So they're going to have to go over and kind of figure this thing out. They never put time on the clock. It's showing 0-0-0. So now they got it at 7:37, and it'll be Zizzer basketball on the side. Tied up at 14, and Tuma will bring it up across the timeline. Tuma kicks it back. Kraft is going to fire the three. It's good. Jared Kraft with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers up by three. With the basketball is Hayward. He'll get in the lane, kicks it on the corner. Roberts from the wing, no good. Tuma with the rebound. Up the floor, Long with it. He'll go in, doesn't score. George with the rebound. Here come the Tigers up the floor. Roberts on the right side. Thought about a three, decided not to. Hayward with it. Hayward on the left side. He'll drive, kick it out to George. Now Hayward. They go up top now to Scott in the ball game. Harmon with it. Harmon. And now Roberts will drive the baseline. Going to have a foul on the Zizzers. Who they call this one on? Jacob Moore just picked up his second foul, first team foul here, second quarter. Aiden Judd will check in, and Jacob Moore will have a seat for the Zizzers. So Berryman will throw it in on the baseline for Ozark. Gets it to Pickren, missed the shot, goes out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. 6.5 to go here in the first half. Zizzers have a 17-14 lead. Kraft will bring it up the floor. Tuma now on the right side. Back to Kraft up top. They'll go Tuma on the right side. Long now on the left side for three. It's no good. And the rebound picked up by George. Here come the Tigers. Pickren with the basketball. In the lane, turnaround jumper is good. Pickren with 11 points in the ball game, and it's a one-point Zizzer lead. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Tuma with the basketball, and it's stolen as they try to go inside, and Aiden Judd's going to pick up the foul. That'll be his second team foul on the Zizzers, and it'll be Tiger basketball on the side. So the Tigers will inbound. And Berryman will bring it up the floor. Berryman to the left side. Gives it up to Hames. Now they try to go back door, and they do to Pickren. Pickren puts it up and in. And the Tigers lead it by one. Robbins on a long three is good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers take a two-point lead. 5:25 to go here in the first half. George with the basketball up top. Now he'll give it up to Dublin. Dublin. Roberts with it on the right side. They go to George. Now Berryman. Pickren with the basketball trying to get inside. He'll pull up for the three. It's no good. George with the rebound. Roberts will fire a three from the wing. It's good. Hudson Roberts with his first points of the ball game. Now Robbins will fire for West Plains, and Clayton Robbins hits another Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers up by two with 4:40 to go in the first half. Berryman gives it up to Dublin up top. Now Berryman on the right wing. And Berryman trying to get in the lane. Pickren with the basketball. And now another foul on the Zizzers. And this one. And that's going to go on Josiah Long, his first, third team foul on the Zizzers this quarter. No fouls on Ozark this quarter. And Jared Kraft steals the basketball. Kraft tried to get it to Long, and goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Zizzers. So now George will go back out, and coming in will be Haynes for Ozark. Zizzers up by two with 4:18 to go in the first half. Ozark with the basketball. Roberts with it in the lane. Shot's going to be blocked, but they're going to call the foul. And that's going to be Josiah Long. He just picked up his second. That's the 14th foul on the Zizzers with no fouls on Ozark here in the second quarter. Roberts at the free throw line makes the first one. Second free throw coming up for Hudson Roberts. And it's good. We are tied up at 23 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Kraft with the basketball. Tuma now. Tuma back to Kraft. Gets it across the timeline. Ozark trying to trap the basketball. Underneath is Josiah Long all alone. He scores. He's got eight in the ball game. And the Zizzers lead by two. Berryman brings it up. And he'll give it up to Pickren. Pickren inside. Give and go, and Haynes has his first points of the ball game. We're tied up at 25. 3.5 to go first half. Tuma lost the basketball. And here comes Roberts out of the baseline for three. Tigers up by three now. Kraft with the basketball. Tuma with it up top. That'll be Judd on the right wing. Up top, Robbins, another long three is no good. And here comes Pickren up the floor. He'll go straight. It's going to be blocked by Clayton Robbins. Here come the Zizzers the other way, long with the basketball. Gets it to Robbins inside, and he scores. Clayton Robbins now with 12 points in the ball game. And the Zizzers trail by one, 2:40 to go first half. Pickren with the basketball. Give and go once again. And the shot is no good that time by Haynes. And Kraft with the rebound gives it to Tuma. Back to Kraft up top. Robin now down the corner. And a three is no good by Judd. It rolled around the rim and came out. Here comes Berryman the other way. He'll give it up to Pickren. Pickren trying to drive, pulls up for the shot, no good. Tuma with the rebound. Zizzers bring it up the floor. 2 minutes to go first half. And the Zizzers trail by one. Tuma down in that left corner now. Long brings it back to Tuma. Judd on the right side. Tuma up top. Now back to Long on the left side. He'll drive. Shot up. No good. Haynes went right over the back of Long. And no foul calls, and another three, that one by Berryman. And timeout is called. 1:37 to go first half. It's 31-27, Tigers with the lead. And we are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Ozark High School. And the Ozark Tigers lead the West Plains Scissor Boys 31-27. Minute 37 to go here in the first half. And Scissors with the basketball. Scissors have been whistled for four fouls here in the second quarter. Ozark, none. Long with the basketball on the baseline. Back to Judd on the wing on the right side. Tuma up top. And that one is going to be stolen. Knocked away. And now it's knocked away again. But this time now Kraft will steal it. Up ahead, Long. Long with the basketball. Judd goes to Tuma. Now on the left side, Kraft pulls up on the baseline. Hits the jumper. Kraft with five. Scissors trail by two. With the basketball is Harmon. Roberts up top. Berryman back to Roberts up top. 50 seconds to go and a half. Zizzers trailing by two. Berryman now pulls it out near half court with Roberts. Looks like unless they get a wide open easy shot here, layup or whatever, looks like Ozark's going to hold for the last shot of the half here. Roberts with the basketball. Gives it up to Harmon now. Harmon back to Roberts. 20 seconds to go in the half. Roberts gives it to Berryman. Berryman with it now, trying to drive, kicks it back out. Now Roberts up top. 10 seconds now. Berryman up near half court. Back to Roberts. 7 seconds. Berryman with the basketball. And Berryman missed the shot. And at the half, it's 31-29. Ozark with the lead over the West Plains Zizzers. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky and West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Ozark High School. It is the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. And the Ozark Tigers lead the West Plains Zizzer Boys 31-29 here at the half. For the Zizzer Boys, they're being led by Clayton Robbins with 12 points in the ball game. 8 points for Josiah Long, 5 for Jared Kraft, 1 point for Aiden Judd, and 3 points for Ethan Tuma. Nobody in foul trouble for the Zizzers. Long, Moore, and Judd all with 2 fouls apiece. For the Ozark Tigers, Pickren has 13, 8 for Roberts, 3 for Berryman, 3 for George, 2 for Hayward, and 2 for Haynes. And Haynes is the only Tiger. He's got two fouls here in the first half. Fouls have been a little lopsided in the ball game. West Plains was called for three fouls in the first quarter, and Ozark was called for two. But in the second quarter, West Plains was called for four fouls, Ozark none. And it's 7-2 on the foul situation, West Plains with the seven. And trust me, folks, there's a lot more fouls than that called, or should have been called, in the ball game here, especially in the second quarter. And I'm talking about both sides. So anyway, that's the way it's looking right now. By a score 31-29, Ozark Tigers leading the West Plains Zizzers here at the half. Earlier this evening in the freshman contest, it ended up going overtime before Ozark won it 37-36. And then in a JV contest, Ozark won it 67-38. Now we're in the varsity contest, and Zizzers trailing by two here at the half. Well, our next basketball action will come up on Monday night when the West Plains Lady Zizzers will travel to Bolivar to play in the first round of the Bolivar Lady Liberator Tournament. And they'll play at 5:30 against Sedalia Smith Cotton. And we'll have that game for you on the radio. 5:30 tip-off, 5:15 the pregame show on Monday. Then the Zizzer Boys' next action will be on Tuesday night at the West Plains High School Gym, where they host the Camdenton Lakers. We'll have that varsity game for you on the radio as well. 31-29, Ozark with the lead over the West Plains Zizzers here at the half. And when we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter for you. We're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show, Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County, specializing in personal relationships, is Sean.
I'm assuming Dunn just play them.
Realty Incorporated.
They how much?
Go the extra mile to help your dream of owning gotcha. Property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugginsGroup.com. Find them on Facebook. Call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
From FDIC.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, changed insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years by J.D. Power. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10.
Now, sounds good.
A big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Ozark High School at gym. High school gym, I should say. And the West Plains Scissors trailing the Ozark Tigers 31-29 as we get ready to start the third quarter of play. And the Scissors will get the basketball to start the third quarter. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. All right, Jared Kraft with the basketball for the Scissors. Gives it to Long, back to Kraft on the right side. Long with it up top now. And almost lost it, but Kraft comes up with it. Now Tuma on the left side, Kraft up top. Back to Tuma on the left side. He'll put up a three. It's no good. Long with the rebound, puts it up and in. And Josiah Long has 10 points in the ball game. We're tied at 31. Berryman will bring it up the floor for the Tigers. Berryman to the right side. Directing traffic now. Now he'll go to underneath. And the shot's going to be good underneath, and a foul, I believe, on Josiah Long. So they're going to count the basket. Long's going to pick up his third foul. Dublin hits the basket. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. And he makes the free throw. Ozark with a three-point lead, and Long goes to the bench with his third foul. Aiden Judd comes into the ball game. Kraft up top now for the Scissors. Tuma on the left wing. They go into Robbins, and there's a basket by Aiden Judd on the baseline. Judd now with three in the ball game, and the Scissors trail by one. Berryman will have it stolen away. Clayton Robbins gets his hands on the basketball. Tuma with it. They'll go to Moore. Now Robbins back to Moore. Moore floats it in down the lane, and the Scissors are up one with 6.5 to go, third quarter. Berryman with the basketball, right side. And that will be Dublin. Now it's Berryman. Now they go left wing, and the three-pointer is no good. Judd with the rebound. And Tuma will bring it up the floor for the Scissors. Clayton Robbins gives it back to Kraft. Kraft now. Left side, Tuma will fire the three. It's good. Ethan Tuma with his second Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer of the night. Scissors up by four. And Roberts, and almost had it stolen away there. Judd almost. Kraft gets his hands on it, knocks it out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball. So now Haynes comes into the ball game for Ozark. And also Hayward. Hayward will throw it in on the baseline. Up top. And the three-pointer is good by Pickren. Pickren now has 16 in the ball game to lead all scorers. And the Scissors are up by one. And Clayton Robbins misses the three-pointer. Now Kraft will fire a three. It's no good. And it'll go over to Ozark. Bringing it up the floor will be Hayward. He'll set the offense for the Tigers. Goes to the right side, back to the left side. Now it's Pickren for three, and it's no good. Rebound inside and on the floor. And finally, they're going to call a jump ball. They're going to call a foul. I start to say that better be a foul. And I believe it's going to be on Haynes. That'll be Haynes' third foul in the ball game. First foul of the third quarter on Ozark. Zizzers with the basketball. Tuma across the timeline. And Kraft with it now up top. Moore. He'll turn around. Shot no good. Robbins underneath. And Clayton Robbins missed the shot, but he's going to get fouled. Let's see who they call it on. And that looks like it's going to be on Pickren. And it is. That'll be Pickren's first. Second team foul on Ozark. And Robbins misses the first free throw. Harmon's going to come into the ball game, and Dublin goes out for Ozark. And Clayton Robbins with his second free throw, and it's no good. And now we had a buzzer, inadvertent buzzer, I guess. So now it'll be Ozark basketball. They'll throw it in. And Hayward will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, goes to the left side, gives it to Pickren up top. Now they'll go to, that would be Haynes, driving down the lane, and a foul on Roberts, or Roberts gets fouled. Let's see who they call it on. I think it's going to be on Kraft. Jared Kraft picks up his second team foul on the Zithers, and Hudson Roberts to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's good. He's got nine in the ball game. We're tied up at 38. Second free throw coming up for Roberts. Is good. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Tigers lead it by one. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Kraft gets it to Tuma. Tuma back to Kraft. Back to Tuma on the right side. He'll go Moore. Tuma up top. Kraft on the left side. He'll float one down the lane and in. Jared Kraft now with 7 in the ball game. Zizzers up by 1. Roberts brings it up on the left side. Up top, they'll go around the horn. Haynes gives it up to Pickren. Pickren back to Haynes underneath, and he scores on the easy basket. And the Zizzers are letting the Tigers get backdoor on them behind their defense quite often here in the ballgame. Kraft misses on the jumper. And with the basketball, it's going to be Harmon. They'll go inside. Haynes back up top now. Pickren fires the three. No good. Rebound by Hayward, and he puts it back up and in. The Zizzers are going to have to do a better job on the defensive end, folks, and the West Plains wants a timeout. Ozark leads at 43-40 with 3:29 to go in the third quarter. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to you.
Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Ozark High School. 3:29 to go, third quarter. Ozark leads at 43-40. Zizzers with the basketball. And Tuma goes to Moore. Back out to Tuma. Kraft on the right side. And Tuma almost lost it. Now Moore. Kraft. They'll go Moore. And now we're going to have a foul on Clayton Robbins. And that'll be the first on Robbins, the third team foul on the Zizzers this quarter. And the Tigers will bring it up the floor. Roberts with the basketball gives it up to Pickren. Zizzers trailing by three, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. And they're going to go back door again this time. And it's Pickren. And Pickren now with 18 points in the ball game to lead Ozark as they now lead it by five. Kraft with it up top. They'll get it to Moore. And now we've got a foul. And I think this is going to go on Ozark. It is. Harmon gets the foul, his first, third team foul on Ozark. Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. Tuma throws it into Kraft. Aiden Judd with it now. Tuma, he'll fire a three on the baseline. It's good. Ethan Tuma with his third Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And Zizzers trailing by two. Ozark throws it out of bounds. Turnover on the Tigers. Kraft will bring it up for the Zizzers. Tuma with it now. Back to Kraft up top. Back to Tuma on the left wing. Kraft up top. Judd now on the right side. Back to Kraft up top. Now I'll give it to Tuma on the right wing. Or inside. Back up to Tuma. It'll go Judd on the left side. Back up top to Tuma. Minute 55 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers trailing by two. They've got the basketball. Kraft will fire a three from the baseline. It's good. Jared Kraft with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers up by one. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Pickren with the basketball. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. And the Zizzers don't have an answer for Kylan Pickren. He's got 20 in the ball game. Judd will fire a three. It's good. Aiden Judd with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzers up by two. A minute 10 to go, third quarter. Pickren with it on the right side. Up top, Roberts with the three. No good. And George and Robbins were locked up. And no foul, no nothing called the official. Now Roberts hits Kraft, and now Kraft scores, and he's going to get fouled. So Kraft, giving the basket, he'll go to the free throw line. I think it's on George, the big guy. It is. That'll be the second on George. Fourth team foul in the third quarter on Ozark. Zizzers now up by four. Jared Kraft shooting one with 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kraft missed the free throw. And now a late whistle as Aiden Judd's going to get called for his third foul. Fourth team foul on the Zizzers. And now Tigers will inbound. So they call that one Judd and Hayward get tangled up, but they didn't call the Robbins-George tangle up down the other end, and it was a lot worse. Roberts kicked it out, and now Pickren on the right side. Pickren looking. He'll go up top to Harmon. Roberts, and now we're going to have a foul on the Zizzers. They're going to call this one, I believe, on Jacob Moore. That's his third, fifth team foul. So now Ozark goes to the free throw line. And it's a little bit still not being fairly officiated here, folks, on the fouls. Let's put it that way. George makes the first free throw, so he's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Zizzer lead is 3. And Coach Miller having a discussion with the official over there, letting him know he didn't appreciate that call. George hits the second free throw. Zizzer lead is 2 with 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tuma back to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. Over to Tuma now. 15 seconds. Zizzer's going to hold it for the last shot here. 10 seconds now. Judd with it. Up top to Tuma. Tuma's going to drive, kick it back. Moore on the shot. It's good. And at the end of 3, Zizzer's lead it 53-49. We'll take a break. Coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, hey. More West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Ozark High School Gym as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. And it'll be Ozark Basketball. Zizzers lead it 53-49. And the Zizzers steal the basketball. Just to give you an idea, folks, Zizzers have been called for 12 fouls in this ball game. Ozark, 6. And a three-pointer by Ethan Tuma. That's his fourth Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 12. Zizzer lead now is up to 7. Berryman going to try to drive, kicks it off the glass, and it's good. And timeout is called, I believe, by Ozark. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Ozark High School. Zizzers lead at 56-51. 7:20 to go in the ball game. And ball's going to be stolen away. And there should be a foul down there on Pickering, and there's not. They're going to say out of bounds on the Zizzers. They're going to give it to Ozark on the side. Pickering ran over Ethan Tuma trying to get to the basketball. Coach Miller is not happy, and he's voicing his opinion on the side over there, and I don't blame him. They are not calling the fouls on Ozark. They called 4 of them in the third quarter, which was a shocker. But right now, Pickering with the basketball, going to go inside. That's an offensive foul. Haynes just turned around and sent Clayton Robbins flying with his, dropped his shoulder, put it right in his chest, and they didn't call a foul. They gave him the basket. Kraft now. Here's a foul call, finally. Jared Kraft will go to the free throw line to shoot two. This one, I believe, is going to go on Roberts. And that's Roberts' first foul of the ball game. First team foul in the fourth quarter. Jared Kraft to the free throw line to shoot two. And he makes the first one. Kraft now with 13 in the ball game. Long will come in and Judd will come out for the Zizzers. And it's a four-point Zizzer lead. Kraft, second free throw, is good. And the Zizzer lead is back to five. 6:50 to go in the ball game. Pickering will bring it up for Ozark. Pickering up top, gives it to Roberts now up top. Roberts coming, gives it to Pickering up top. Now they'll run the weave. Haynes in the paint, gives it back to Roberts, back to Haynes, and he's going to score on the easy basket inside. Three-point lead for the Zizzers. Kraft with the basketball. Kraft looking, spins, back to Moore. Now Kraft up top. They'll give it to Long on the right wing. Long tried the baseline, got cut off. They'll go to Robbins. Down inside, Robbins hits the floor. There was a foul. Now they call a foul on West Plain. And I tell you what, this is a joke, folks. Tuma with his first foul, first team foul on the Zizzers. And the Tigers with the basketball. Zizzers playing some 5-on-8 basketball here in Ozark tonight. And the Zizzers lead it by three. Pickering's going to fire a long three. It's good. Pickering with 23 of Ozark's 58 points, and we're tied up at 58. Kraft going to the... And we've got a foul. Foul on Ozark. And Roberts picks up his second. That's the second team foul here in the quarter. Jared Kraft will go back to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. We're all tied up, 58-58 with 5:37 to go in the ball game. Kraft makes the first free throw. He's got 15 now in the ball game. And the Zizzers are up by one. And he missed the second one. It went down and came back out. Roberts with the basketball for the Tigers. Roberts. Now they go up top. That would be Dublin. Dublin. They go underneath. Shot up and good by Harmon. And now the Tigers lead it by one with 5:13 to go in the ball game. Moore over to Robbins, who will fire a three. It's no good. Kraft with the rebound for the Zizzers. Kraft will take it up top. Long now on the left wing. Back to Kraft up top. Tuma with it now on the right side. Kraft up top. He'll pull up for a jumper. It's good. And the Zizzers go up by one with 4:40 to go in the ball game. Pickering on the right wing. He's going to try to drive. He'll spin. He scores. And they're going to call a foul. Clayton Robbins gets the foul, his second. Second team foul on West Plains this quarter. They give Pickering the basket. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Ozark leads it 62-61 with 4:35 to go here in the ball game. And once again, folks, I'm not even going to say it anymore. It's no use in saying it. It ain't going to do any good. But right now, 62-61, Ozark with the lead. Pickering has 25 points to lead all scorers in the ball game. Jared Kraft leads the West Plains Zizzers with 17 points. Josiah Long has 10. And Ethan Tuma has 12 for the Zizzers. So three Zizzers in double figures. And I tell you what, Mason Miller, Coach Miller for the Zizzers, he might as well just save his breath, because these three guys out here, he's complaining to them like crazy, and they ain't listening one bit. They could care less. Ozark has been called in this ball game for 8 fouls total, and the Zizzers have been called for 15 fouls. 2-1 on the foul situation here. And trust me, there's been a lot more fouls called both ways. Problem is, the fouls they're calling on the Zizzers, they're putting Ozark at the free throw line. On the other fouls for, they call on Ozark, if they do, usually the Zizzers aren't going to the free throw line. Pickering to shoot one. It's good. And Ozark leads it by 2, 4.5 to go in the ball game. Robbins with the basketball. Gives it to Moore. Back to Robbins. He'll fire a 3 up top. It's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer 3-pointer. Zizzers up by 1. Pickering on the right side. He'll try to drive. He'll pull up. Miss the shot. And finally, they're going to get him. This time they're going to get Haynes over the back. That'll be his 4th foul, 3rd team foul on Ozark. Actually, Haynes should have already fouled out of the ball game twice. He's done nothing but go over the back and go through Zizzer players. Long gives it to Moore. Moore with the basketball. Robbins will fire another 3. This one's no good. And a rebound. Comes down to Ozark. Zizzers up by 4. 3:50 to go in the ball game. And coming down the lane, it's shot up. No good. Over the back again. No call. And Kraft comes out of the pack with the basketball for the Zizzers. And Long, Kraft gets knocked down here. Finally, they're going to call a foul on Ozark. This should be on Dublin, I do believe. And that'll be his first foul of the ball game, 4th team foul on Ozark. So one more, and the Zizzers will get to shoot free throws. But we all know that's not a very good thing, because the Zizzers are not a very good free throw shooting ball club. Kraft with the basketball up top. Gives it up to Tuma. Over to Moore now. Moore drives and scores on the left-handed layup. Zizzers up by 3 with 3:13 to go in the ball game. It's Dublin on the right side. Pickering up top. Pickering gives it up to Roberts now up top. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Dublin going to give it inside. Roberts, he'll score and get fouled. Question is, who they're going to call it on? Ethan Tuma picks up the foul, his 2nd, 3rd team foul on the Zizzers, and Roberts will shoot 1. He can tie the ball game up here. Roberts has 12 points in the ball game for the Tigers. Give him 13. We're tied up again at 66. 2:50 to go in the ball game. Kraft with the basketball, right side to Long. Long driving the baseline. Shot up, no good. And they're going to call it on West Plains. Clayton Robbins going in on the rebound. That'll be the 3rd foul on Robbins. 4th team foul on the Zizzers. So now, Ozark with the basketball. 2:40 to go in the ballgame. We're tied at 66. And it's Pickering up top. Gives it up to Roberts on the left side. Now they'll give it back to Harmon. And now we've got an illegal screen on Ozark. And that one going to be on Dublin. That's his second. That's the 15 foul, so the Zizzers will get to shoot free throws from here on out. Tied up at 66, 2:20 to go in the game, and there's a foul. And it's going to be on Harmon, I do believe. And that'll be two on Harmon, and that will send Jared Kraft to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. Kraft makes the first free throw. He's got 18 in the ball game to lead the Zizzers. Make it 19 as he hits the second one, and the Zizzers lead it by two, and Tuma almost had it stolen, but it goes out of bounds, so it'll be Tiger basketball. Zizzers are going to start picking up full court man-to-man now. Harmon will bring it up across the timeline, goes to left side, gives it up to Pickren up top. Dublin, they're looking for Pickren, and Robin steals the basketball. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by two, and they've got the basketball. Kraft with it up top. Kraft goes to the left side on the wing, trying to drive, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Roberts. Roberts with the basketball, gives it up to Pickren. Pickren now takes it up top, gives it to Dublin. Minute and a half to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by two. Roberts with it. Now they go down underneath, and an easy basket for Pickren. Pickren got behind the defense and ties it up 68-68 with a minute 15 to go in the ball game. Tuma with the basketball for the Zizzers, gives it up to Robbins up top. 1 minute to go in the ball game, tied at 68. Robbins gives it to Tuma. Tuma up top, now long on the right wing. Moore is going at it inside with Scott, and the officials are letting them play right now. Long up top, Robbins with it. He'll give it to Moore. Moore with the basketball, back to Robbins, 38 seconds. Zizzers need to hold it and just go for the last shot here. Robbins with the basketball. Tuma with it now. Tuma up top, 25 seconds. 68-68. Long with the basketball. Long up top. Gives it to Robbins. 13 seconds. Clayton Robbins with the basketball up top. Down to nine now. Robbins with it. Now it's Tuma. Drive, kicks it out to Long. He'll fire a long shot. And it's in! Jacob Moore tips it in for the Zizzers. Jacob Moore tips in the missed shot, and the Zizzers win it 70-68 over the Ozark Tigers. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic postgame show. You're listening to Zither Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers.
What an ending, huh?
4/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get
I said, what an ending, huh?
The team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
From FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer. And sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubel Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubel Chevrolet in West Plains.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment.
All right.
Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Ozark High School. As the West Plains Zizzers have just defeated the Ozark Tigers here by the score of 70-68 on a Jacob Moore tip-in right before the buzzer sounded. Jacob Moore tips it in. Zizzers win it 70-68. Over the Ozark Tigers. This is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. For the Zizzers in the ball game, they were led by Jared Kraft with 19 points, 15 points for Clayton Robbins, 12 points from Ethan Tuma, and Josiah Long had 10 points in the ball game. Jacob Moore finished with 8, Aiden Judd finished with 6 points. Ozark was led by 28 points from Pickram, 5 points for Berryman. Roberts had 13, 5 for George, Dublin 3, Harmon 2, 4 for Hayward, and 8 points for Haynes. It was 14-14 at the end of the first quarter, and then Ozark led it 31-29 at the half. At the end of three, it was 53-49, Zizzers with the lead. And then, like we said, it was both teams exchanging the lead in the fourth quarter, and they were tied up 68-68. And the three-pointer was shot by Ethan Tuma. It missed, but Jacob Moore was right there to tip it in, got behind the Tiger defense, tipped it in for the win right before the buzzer. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how.
How long do you want the commercial break?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Ozark, and the Zizzers win it 70-68 in thrilling fashion here tonight. And the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game, who else? Jacob Moore, who got the tip in just before the final buzzer sounded, and it gave the Zizzers a 70-68 win. So Jacob Moore on that tip in is going to be the player of the game. All right, coming up on Monday night, we'll head to Bolivar for Lady Zizzer basketball action. Lady Zizzers will play Sedalia Smith-Cotton at 5:30 in the 32nd Annual Lady Liberator Memorial Basketball Tournament at Bolivar High School. And the Zizzer boys' next game will be Tuesday night at the West Plains High School gym when they will host the Camdenton Lakers. All right. That's going to wrap things up here from Ozark High School, and we hope you've enjoyed Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
The Train. Here is the latest news from around the world.
All righty. Well, I got the recording stopped, and I'm going to get out of here.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The Biden administration added 15 medications to the list.